Hey everyone, welcome back to Huron County Author Talk, a podcast where a group of talented local authors share their insights on the remarkable, imaginative, and nuanced world of writing. I'm your host, Hamilton Baker of the Huron County Library, and I'm excited to bring you our new show. So whether you're a fan, an aspiring author, or a reader interested in hearing more about this creative process, this show is for you. In episode 2, Sandy Plewis, Tim Cumming, and Maren Lobb joined me at the Maelstrom Winery for a roundtable discussion about publishing. We hear from Maren as she talks about her publishing journey, including what it's like working with agents, publicists, and a Big Five publisher. Sandy also speaks about her experience with publishing and promotion.
Mostly literary, it's sort of historical fiction, but literary. I don't know. I have written one suspense that was published, but the other one is literary, and the one coming out is literary. So
nice.
And I wrote a post-apocalyptic climate change love triangle novel and a local historical play.
That's cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And maybe timely.
Yeah, well, yeah. So if you go to climatechangenovel.com, that's will take you to my website. So I'm just self-published. I'm not like you. I can't even sell it to my family, but no. Still pleased to have it written. Yeah.
ClimateChangeNovel.com?
Yeah, ClimateChangeNovel.com, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did I give you a
check
bookmark?
It?
Did I give you a bookmark?
Yeah, I've lost it. Oh, okay.
I got another.
Oh, thank you.
Our theme today will be self-publishing, traditional publishing in general, basically. I don't know exactly. Maren, you know about traditional publishing. I don't know if we could start with traditional publishing and see what people's experiences have been with them.
Sure.
So yeah, Maren, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Is there anything specific you want to know about, or?
Did you have an agent?
Yeah, so when I started out writing, I essentially decided I wanted to go the traditional publishing route to one of the Big Five publishers. And all of those ones you need to have an agent to submit to. So I spent a number of years trying to get an agent that I thought could pitch me to one of those publishers. And I think it was my fifth book that landed me my agent, and then she sold it for me.
Is she Canadian?
No, she's out of New York. Most of the ones that I pitched to are out of New York.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything I do in the traditional publishing sphere is pretty much American-based. I find it easier to get, I don't want to say get ahead that way, but it's easier to get in the kind of circle I wanted to be in, taking the American route.
Okay.
They definitely have more agents and publishers. But they also
exactly.
have more manuscripts.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. And essentially, she shopped it around during submission for me after we did edits together. And then my editor picked it up at Little Brown. And it was originally a one-book deal, but they went back and requested a sequel. So that's what I'm working on now.
Oh, good.
That's about it so far.
Well, that's good, though.
Well done. Congratulations on that initiative and the success. And that doesn't happen for a lot of people, but obviously you did the work and had the vision, and well done.
Thanks. It definitely took some time. Like I said, I think it was my fifth book that finally got me signed, so it was a couple of years. But yeah, thank you.
I might have missed, but did you say you submitted your other books too?
So all of my books I submitted to, like, I carried them to literary agents, so as soon as I had submitted them to agents that I knew I wanted to sign with. If they rejected me, then I basically just put that book aside and started a new one. So I didn't do anything else with them once the agents that I wanted had rejected it.
Okay.
I had a very small list.
Right. That's perseverance, though.
It certainly is. That's a lot of work doing. It took me a lot of years to do one book. I don't know how you did all those books. That's an accomplishment.
I tend to do, I think I do 2 a year, generally.
Wow.
So as soon as I knew one wasn't going to take, I just started the other one.
Wow. Yeah, I've been working on a book for 6 years. Just one book.
Well, I think mine was about 10 years. So.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a man thing? Or?
No.
No. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because my second book, I worked on it, I don't know how many years, and then set it aside.
Oh, yeah?
Came back to it again.
Right.
So if you add up all those years, they're probably 6 or 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first one, I wrote fast.
I think it's probably nice to have more years to put into it, though. Like, my recent one on contract, I only had 3 months to write it, so I didn't feel like I was handing in something amazing.
Right.
So they gave you a deadline?
Yeah, all my work has deadlines.
How are they when it comes to promoting you and for the percentage you get? Do you feel it's fair?
Oh, yeah. So essentially, like, I don't know, I don't want to explain too much to you guys if you already know about it, but do you know how the advanced system works with, like, the payment and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So they gave me a pretty good advance for a debut, and then they doubled it for the sequel. And I've already earned that out with all my foreign sales. So essentially, once it comes out in February, I just start getting royalties right away, which is nice. And then my publisher, I'm lucky because they're really good at promoting. Like, my publicists are really good about that. So they set up, like, my launch event and everything like that, and they send my stuff out to blogs and make sure that it's in stores. And basically, I write the book and then I don't do anything else.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
so that part of it is very handy. I know some people prefer self-publishing because they like, you know, more control over everything that happens. But for me, like, I have another full-time job, right? So I don't want to deal with any of that stuff. I just want to send my work out and then have somebody else set it up and then pay me.
Mm-hmm. And do you mind if I ask what percentage of royalties you get once you get the advance done?
It depends based on the format. I think it's like 12.5% for the initial hardcovers. But then it's less for paperback and more for audio and ebook, I think. But I haven't looked at my contract. I would have to see. And it depends on the country, too. Like, I have a different one for my UK deal and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I find, like, I've only ever tried to submit to Canadian publishers, and I find the small ones, you don't get much royalties. They don't do an advance, and the royalties are varied. Like, you're lucky if you get 10%. Any of the ones I've tried, but I've only tried the smaller publishing companies because the bigger ones, again, you need an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only tried Canadian agents, and they're swamped. So,
seems to be the thing with smaller ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My second one was away with a Manitoba publisher for 2 years.
Okay.
And it was, like, it took them almost a year to get back to me, and then they asked for exclusive rights and said they were going to probably publish it the following year.
Okay.
So,
regular, I think, taking about a year to get back. That happens in querying agents, too.
Yeah. But what they ended up doing was they didn't have the funds to publish that many in the following year, so I got cut. So I lost 2 years on that book. Where it sat in limbo for 2 years, right? So at that point, I said, okay, that's it. I'm self-publishing. I've had enough.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, it was. Because I was so excited. You get so excited. You think,
Right.
So, yeah,
even though it was, I think, 10% or something, I was still, And then you get the final blow and say, no, we can't do it. Sorry.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've definitely known that disappointment. On my fourth book, I sent it out to a bunch of agents, and 24 requested it to consider. And I thought, certainly one of these 24 is going to take it. Like, they requested the whole manuscript to read, and not one person picked it up. So, back to the drawing board I went.
Well, I think your point about not having a lot of time and not wanting to do your own publishing is valid. Like, it's a lot of work getting a self-published book out there. Not just getting the book out there, but promoting it. That's huge. And getting it into bookstores and all of that. It requires a lot of work.
Ton of respect for people who know how to do all of that.
Well, there's varying degrees of how good you are at it.
Yeah, it can be tough for sure. I know a bunch of people who have done it, and I'm not organized enough to set all that up.
My first book was actually easier because it hit a market right away, and it was partly the setting and partly an event that was in the book that people remembered. And it sold like mad, that book. So it wasn't that hard to get that one out there. But the second one wasn't set around here, and it came out December 2019, and then the pandemic hit. It's been very slow. I mean, I made my money back on it, but that's about it so far.
Well, that's something.
So,
Right.
That's something in
and
of
itself.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it's, I have to, what I was hoping to get tonight was how much you get promoted by the publishers, because that's what I'm so bad at. I don't promote myself well at all.
And it's hard to promote well.
It is, I know, like, for my stuff, like, I have two publicists, and one emails out to, like, events and media and stuff like that, and the other connects with, like, social media influencers and bloggers, and it is more, like, the digital media stuff. And then they essentially just come to me with, you know, whatever they've gotten offered or whatever, and say, like, are you willing to do this and this and this? And I just say, sure. And it's, that part of it is nice, because they just bring the marketing opportunities right to me and let me decide what I want to do.
So did they set, like, ask you to do speaking engagements and things like that?
Yeah, so I'm on a couple podcasts coming up, and then they also pitch me for a bunch of book festivals. Like, there's some that are really popular in Texas and stuff next year. So what they do is they pitch to like 5 or 6, and they expect at least a couple to pick you up, and then you go and do panels and stuff at those festivals. So, yeah.
So there's some travel involved in it then?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll do them all in person this year, because they've been doing a lot of virtual ones since COVID, so we'll have to see if they want me there in person or not, if I get into the ones that they're thinking I will. So it's all kind of up in the air.
I'm sorry, I'm asking a lot of questions, but do they pick up some of the expenses of the travel, or is that on you?
Yeah, they would. If they were sending me out to a panel or something, yeah, then they would pay for me to go there.
Okay.
At least most of them will. I shouldn't say all of them, but the bigger ones will, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. You got a good deal there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that part is nice.
Very exciting.
I hear of a lot of people that are disgusted with their publishers, so for various reasons, but it sounds like you've gotten lucky.
Well, I have been in the industry, at least known a lot of other authors in the industry for a while, so like I went into it knowing exactly what agents were good and which ones were bad, and which publishers and publicists were good, and it's hard to pull one over on me in this industry now.
That's good.
So it's worked out just fine for me. Luckily, and my agent's really good. she'll go after whoever I need her to. So. Hmm.
So how old a person are you? It sounds like you've accomplished quite a lot, and yet you look very youthful. So if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, I'm
26. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you've done a lot for 26.
That's amazing.
I decided when I was 19 I was going to be published by a Big Five publisher, and that's pretty much all I have strived towards since then. Mm. So.
Wow. Well, I think that's a story right there. You can write a story.
Could be a movie.
Yeah.
Let me stare at a laptop screen.
Right.
Not a very fun story.
No, I guess not.
It takes a lot of perseverance, though, to keep at it. Like, you know, because it takes years, right? As you said. It's hard not to get discouraged and give up.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely shed a lot of publishing-related tears. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do what you gotta do, and then you start again.
So how did you, I'm just curious, how you got to the point where you had those relationships where you could know this publisher is not so good, and, or this agent, and like, how did you get to that point, I guess?
It was actually super random. So I worked in Parliament in Ottawa. I graduated from Poli Sci, and then I worked for Elizabeth May in Parliament. And when I worked there, I knew a girl who knew another girl who had a friend who was in a writing mentorship program. And I randomly looked up this girl on Twitter and read all about the mentorship program, and I was like, I'm gonna join that mentorship program. And then I didn't get in. But then the next year I joined again, and I did get in. And then essentially through that, I met a bunch of other young adult writers and connected with them on Twitter. So that's kind of my most active social media, even to this day, is Twitter from that mentorship. And now I'm actually a mentor with them. So that's kind of how I got in that circle anyway.
Okay. Does it have a name, this mentorship group, or?
Yeah, it's called Author Mentor Match.
Okay.
And it's run by a young adult author. And they have a bunch of, I think they have it for adult, middle grade, young adult. I'm on their website and everything. If you look it up, it'll come up. But it's very handy. A bunch of people submit their manuscripts, and then if you're a mentor, you essentially go through them all and select one that you feel like you can help, and then you help that person revise and then tell them essentially how to query it and what agents they should be avoiding and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've done it 2 years in a row now, and it's a lot of work, but it's very fun.
Sounds really helpful, because yeah, otherwise you're just going in blind, which a lot of people do, right?
Yeah, and I did that for a couple of years before I got into this, so like I queried a ton of agents that nobody should touch with a 10-foot pole. Like, right. It's impossible to know anything unless you know people who know stuff, and that's one of the most difficult parts of the industry, I think.
Yeah. You said the mentorship program was for young adult writers only, or?
Yeah, so there's adult and young adult and middle grade. So basically, if you go on the website, you can see it, but all the mentors post kind of a list of the kind of things they're looking for. And then you can pick 4 mentors to submit to, and then they pick one from all the ones that are submitted to them.
What was the name again? I'm sorry.
It's Author Mentor Match.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Huron County Author Talk with your host, Hamilton Baker. Before you go, I wanted to let you know that the Alice Munro Festival of the Short Story has 2 short story contests that are open now and give cash prizes to the winners. One contest is for adults, the other one's for youth. Submissions will be accepted until March 15th. Check out alicemunrofestival.ca for more details. That's alicemunrofestival.ca. Stay tuned for our next episode that will release in 2 weeks. The music on this program is Echo by Alan McCullis. Thanks for listening.